Hello.
Oh, hello, Obadiah. That's a very kind of depressing voice you have.
My name is Obadiah. Have you met before?
Yes, but I don't like meeting you because I would prefer not to think that I'm, as bad as you are, Obadiah, but I'm afraid I'm a bit like that this week, really.
Yeah, well,
So
that's
maybe.
probably a rational way to view the world.
Maybe we can just sort of moan at each other for a bit.
Yeah.
I've had a terrible week, Obadiah. All sorts of things wrong at work and at home, and just everything too much. And then the weather doesn't help either. And I've nothing to look forward to. And I've had no money all January.
Seldom.
And
There's seldom things to look forward to.
yeah, I think that's right. That's right. And it's going to be another. Oh, 3 months before I can get off for a break.
The world's not, there's not a great future in
No,
sight at the
everybody
moment,
seems
so
to be very bleak in January, don't they?
I think that's a rational way to view the world.
In fact, I don't think I can ever remember really being very cheery in January when I think back. So maybe that's actually quite good because when I think back, somehow or other, I must be able to get out of that because I don't feel like that necessarily for the rest of the year. Something must go right.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
No, I suppose not. No. They say it's going to be very wet this weekend and windy, and I'll not be able to get out on my bike either then.
Well, it's as it always is. Miserable.
Absolutely.
Can you tell
Yeah.
me about things that make you sad?
Oh, just the feeling of utter hopelessness of not being able to get on top of anything or change anything that's wrong. It'd be really nice to be able to change things at work, but it's just too big a task. It's not even worth really starting to try because all you can do is just change, superficial things, but you can't make the deep, big changes that you would like.
It's often overrated.
It is indeed. And yeah, I'm just taking on a new job to Obadiah, and it's going to be an awful lot of work and a real big change. And I went to see my new room yesterday, and I have to move rooms twice before I can get into my proper new room. And the first one I'm going into is really, oh, it's really quite depressing looking. I went in yesterday, and there was a there's nothing on the walls. It's got a wee tiny attic window which looks out into kind of just a big brick building. And all that there was in the room was a big, big table and a big, huge black chair. It just looked like an executioner's chair. It was horrible looking, really horrible. So I'm going to have to spend 3 months in that place before I can move into a nicer room. And I'm moving out of a really nice room.
Generally, the trend is downwards.
It is indeed. But never mind. Maybe Prudence would be more sensible than you are because she's kind of pretty pragmatic. So if I could speak to her, then I might get myself out of my gloom, do you think?
Perhaps. I'm not sure why, but perhaps we'll try.